Energon Universe Goes to War. Paul Levitz writing Marvel History Book. Spider-Boy gets a facsimile edition. This is Comic Book Club News for August 5, 2025. Are you ready for all-out war in the Energon universe? Because the Dreadnought War is heading to G.I. Joe, and the Quintesson War takes over Void Rivals. Meanwhile, Transformers is just gonna have regular old war. As announced at Skybound's Energon Universe panel at San Diego Comic-Con, G.I. Joe will be going bi-weekly for 3 months for the Dreadnought War, which will find G.I. Joe and Cobra teaming up starting in G.I. Joe number 13. That'll be written by Joshua Williamson and feature art by Tom Riley. Void Rivals, meanwhile, we'll kick off the story it's all been leading up to with the 8-part Quintesson War, written by Robert Kirkman with art by Andre Bresson. Starting in Void Rivals 25, Skybound promises, quote, an Energon Universe epic like nothing you've ever experienced. And last but not least, Daniel Aaron Johnson's final issue of Transformers is issue number 24, and Robert Kirkman and Dan Mora's run starts in Transformers number 25, which promises, get this, war between the Autobots and Decepticons. Transformers number 25 releases October 8, Void Rivals number 25 on November 26, and G.I. Joe number 13 on a TBA date. Paul Levitz, a man probably best known for his work at DC, is writing a book on Marvel's history, tentatively titled Marvel Explodes. But don't worry, it's the good kind of explosion. Per Bleeding Cool, Levitz announced the book at his San Diego Comic-Con panel, where he explained this was sort of a throwback to his fanzine days, aka where he started in the industry. The book will cover Marvel's history from 1967 through 1975, meaning the time when Marvel became a cultural force, hence Explodes, and Levitz has been calling up friends like Jerry Conway to understand what was going on behind the scenes of Marvel at the time. Said Levitz, quote, it doesn't focus on the characters, it's not about how the stories at Marvel changed at that time, it's about how the function of Marvel changed, about the business, and how the old world of the newsstand worked, how sales reports affected things. There's no release date for the book, as Levitz has just started piecing it together, but it will eventually be published as part of Bloomsbury's Age of Marvel Comics series. The DC vs. Marvel omnibuses released last year have been enormous hits, and it seems likely that the upcoming Deadpool Batman number 1 and Batman Deadpool number 1 will do the same. So Marvel is keeping the hype train rolling with Spider-Boy number 1 facsimile edition, reprinting the classic issue from the Amalgam crossover. Written by Carl Kessel with art by Mike Warengo, the one-shot was first published in 1996 by Amalgam Comics, a joint imprint from Marvel and DC that jammed together heroes, in this case, Spider-Man and Superboy. The issue, per usual for facsimiles, will be represented in its original form with ads and all. Will this be the first of many facsimile editions? And will they all be published by Marvel, or will DC get in on the action too? Only time and sales will tell. Spider-Boy number 1 facsimile edition will hit stores on October 1st. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and fingers crossed the Spider-Boy facsimile has that Chef Boyardee Spider-Man pasta ad. That's my favorite. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.